Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster.
Hi, this is Audrey Toothman, and I'm sitting here with Grace Jensen, and we're going to talk about her poster, Relationship Between Bone Density and Optimal Decalcification of Benign and Malignant Neoplasms. Hi,
yes.
Grace, how are you doing?
Hello, good. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So tell me about your poster and how you got started to doing that subject for your poster.
Okay, so I did this research project initially as a student when I was going through the histotech program at Mayo, and they had already done a research study looking at optimal decalcification of normal bone. And so they kind of gave me parameters of the study, and I kind of decided where to take the study. So I decided to take benign and malignant bone diseases and split them up and see if there was a difference between decalcifying benign bone diseases and malignant bone diseases.
Good.
So I was kind of trying to pull a relationship of density into the two and seeing how that interacted with.
And how does bone density, like the bone density of somebody with normal bone,
mm-hmm.
versus somebody that has malignant or benign mm-hmm. tumors?
So basically, malignant bone diseases have a tendency to be more osteoblastic in nature, and so they can build more bone structure, so it'll have a more dense structure than normal bone. Benign diseases, like if you think of like osteoporosis, which is one of the ones that I use, is your bone is more porous, and so there's just not that same bone structure as like a normal bone would have. And so that's kind of what I was like thinking of in trying to separate the two diseases or
uh-huh.
categories of diseases.
Very good. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How does your topic define you as a researcher?
Does it define me as a researcher?
Does it inspire you to do other things?
Along
the same line?
Yeah,
or does it inspire you to research something else?
Yeah, it's definitely something. I was excited to have the opportunity to kind of like decide where I wanted to take this research project. I think it's kind of defining in that there's just not a lot of research in that particular area, especially looking at differences between benign and malignant. If you look at a lot of labs, they'll throw bone samples into like a container of decalcifying solution and just leave it. And so I think it's good to have these kind of parameters and show like that it's not good to do that and that they should be separated and categorized. And I think there's a lot of research opportunities that will continue on from this. Like, I think part of it is some of the samples that I got were like filled with tumor, basically. So there wasn't a lot of bone left. But from the same disease, I'd get samples that were mostly normal looking, like it was outside of the tumor. And so I think another area for research would be looking at tumor grade and how that plays into optimal time of decalcification.
If someone walked away from your poster after looking at it, mm-hmm. what would be like three to five words that you would want them to think of when they look at your poster?
Ooh, 3 to 5 words. Let me think. I just think remembering that there is a difference in bone diseases and that there shouldn't be like a standardized way of decalcifying bone samples.
That's good.
Does that work?
Yeah.
That's like the main thing I can think of. Everyone's trying to like standardize everything, but this is something that definitely cannot be standardized.
Everything's an individual.
Yes, very individual.
Is there anything else that you want to research? Or do you want to continue on with bone and see where you could go with it?
I would love to do additional research. I personally would love to look at the tumor grades, like I mentioned earlier. how tumor grade is involved with the decalcification. Like, if it's higher grade tumor, is it going to take less time to decal because there just isn't much bone left?
Or maybe what kind of tumor?
Right, what kind of tumors? We looked at six different diseases, three each, benign and malignant. So it would be interesting. And one interesting thing that I saw is some of the diseases had a lot of lymphocytes involved in the mass or wherever it was the disease was taking place. And it seemed to me as I was looking through all the slides that some of those cells are just, they're like indestructible, it seems like. It seemed in some of the samples we left in decal for up to 12 hours.
Wow.
And in those ones, there were some cells that looked like it were okay still. Like, the nucleus was intact still. There wasn't, like, a blue hue that you can sometimes get from, like, over-decalcified samples. So I think it would be interesting to look at, like, types of cells and also the tumor grade.
That sounds very interesting. Yeah. I can't wait for your next poster.
Yeah, I know. I hope I get the opportunity to do additional research.
Well, I was very excited to see your poster this time. And if there's anything else you'd like to say about it?
I mean, not really. Just, you know, keep on with the research. And it's always good to be able to, like, put that information out there. Even if there's, like, not a lot of information about a particular topic, to go ahead and just, like, dive into it.
Well, I think you did a really great job this time. And we can't wait to see your next poster.
Awesome.
Thanks, Grace, so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.